Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest place. You are the Lord God Almighty. You are highly exalted above all the earth. Excuse me. You are great and glorious. Everlasting, watching over us. Majestic and so marvelous. You are highly exalted. We declare you wonderful, compassionate and powerful. Father, forever you are faithful. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest place. You are the Lord God Almighty. You are highly exalted, highly exalted, highly exalted above all the earth, highly exalted, O Lord, you are highly exalted, highly exalted, O Lord. Hallelujah. And you are welcome to visit my website or blog, Jesus is Lord. I am the church in splendor.com for all my posts. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. I desire that every believer would take any or all parts of the contents of my books, my posts. Let the Holy Spirit turn them into their own personal testimony, and they record them and publish them on the internet under the website titled I, their first and all last name. I'm the church in splendor.com. As a sweet offering to the Lord our God, you are welcome to access my post, quote unquote, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, and while I was small in my eyes, God love exalted me. For more details, I pray that no one will allow Satan to fill their heart to lie to the Holy Spirit in using my books, my post, in any wrong way, for they would not be lying to me, but to God. I equate the use of my books of testimony to the time in Acts 4:32-37, and I pray that they don't have to encounter Acts 5:1-11. For we who are being led by the Holy Spirit are the sons and daughters of love. All rights reserved to the Holy Ghost and to Rose M. Cardo, whom he has inspired. Freely I have received, freely I give, and freely it is to be spread throughout the whole earth to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody out of darkness into the marvelous light of God in Christ Jesus my Lord. For my spiritual leaders have planted in the presence and participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander. I have watered, but God brings the harvest. Any song used on this website from any of the anointed worship leaders of the church is solely to help us praise and worship the Lord our God. We have no right to any of the songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Abba, Father, you said when the cry of praise cover the earth, heaven will come, will shake, and my son, you will come. Thus, by the blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying, a power of God and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, we've gathered here today at the table of grace, giving voice to your word, upholding all things by the word of his power. We believe, we receive, confessing, professing, decreeing and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil, into this present darkness, that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, for your good pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commandments. You are the redeemed of the Lord by you. Amen. Praise the Lord, hearkening to the voice of his word. Blessed, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, all you his hosts, you his ministers who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Blessed, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not love my life so much that I am afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. I have been brought from death to life, for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We overcome the Satan when we testify personally of what the word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, a judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirit of sleepiness, tiredness, stealing, killing, destruction, deception, and any other demonic activity that would come against us in our devotional time or at any other time. They are defeated in our life. In our lives, Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves the people against us. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirits, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and everyone in them, and our streets, and our walls, within our palaces, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this Cattle Brown family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. Though the enemy comes against us from but one direction, he flees from us in seven. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Wherever the light touches today, we, this Scatterbrown family, households, and ministries shall be delivered. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, and the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never leaves us nor forsakes us? Thanks be to God. Thanks be to love, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and manifest to us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God, to love among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before love with sincerity as those sent from God. Love. Therefore, we fear neither men nor beasts, for Jesus Yeshua has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Father, we receive the peace that the Lord left us. His peace he gave us, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is guarding each one of our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I let the peace of Christ rule in my heart, for to this I was called as a member of one body, and I be thankful. Hallelujah. No one can curse what God has blessed. Amen. Scrambling the enemy's way down. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will thank you for releasing your warrior angels and your heavenly host. We proclaim and decree that they have taken us off the enemy's radar individually and scrambled the enemy's frequencies or airwaves. Your kingdom must come now, and your will must be done right now, as it is in heaven, also on the earth, and we rebuke also on the earth. Amen. And we rebuke the gallows of heresy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. The world be filled with God's sound, with love's glory. Behold the sword of the Lord and his church. By the blood of Christ, Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost. We have won. Babel bows down. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, for behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Understand, the Lamb of God has become the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the root, the source of David, who has won, who has overcome and conquered. Thus, in all the authority given to me, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I, the body of Christ, who am called by his name, believe I receive, and having the key to the house of David, the highest position in the royal court, when I open doors, no one will be able to close them. When I close doors, no one will be able to open them. By the blood of Christ, cursed be the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age. The spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places, and the host of the high ones on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. Oh, I thank you, I thank you, Father, from the earth. I wash you all in the blood of the Lamb. I break your powers and I bind you and command you to stop your maneuvers. And because the Lord God curses him who curses us or speaks insolent language toward us, I subject you and your doings to God's wrath and judgment. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, for the curse is the ability, the empowerment to fail. Jesus is Lord over the whole earth and everything in it. The Lord is in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. As the spiritual giant that's alive and living and working the works of God, no one shall be able to lay hands on a President Donald J. Trump. All the days of his life, no one shall be able to stand before President Donald J. Trump. All the days of his life, nothing shall by any means hurt President Donald J. Trump. Lord, you are his life and the length of his days. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. I thank you, Father, Lord, that through the Holy Ghost, a resurrection fire that comes down and consumes and curses anyone cursed. Witchcraft, omen, divination, sorcery, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, spells, spirit cooking, sickness, attack, anything alike, any expedition, hex, anything of the occult done to or sent toward and or sent against President Donald J. Trump and or any one of us, the righteous, demanding our death and or to incapacitate us in any way, shape or form, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ, that closes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the Lamb, any wicked thing that comes against us, including all their implementations, all their darkness, and they stumble and fall, because of the blood of Christ and the anointing that remove burdens and destroy yokes. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be, according to Numbers 24:9, all the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, the angel of the Lord, God of the Lord, with his host of angels, proceeded. Oh, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea of their wickedness. As the Lord passes today through the lands to strike the wicked, behold, the mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee, and the Lord redeeming this prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity. He has given us the purpose of all this is to instill and restore the fear of the Lord on this earth and in the hearts of men, women, and children from every tribe and tongue, people, and nation. We, the church, we, the ecclesia, have the power and the authority to change time, not the occult world. Therefore, bow your knee in the name of Jesus Christ, the completion of the new world order and the new world government was not and will not be and will not be established before, on, or after 3/22/2022 and by 2030. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be that plan, all its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy.
And deceive.
Have been crippled, it can no longer a prosper on this earth or at any other time till after the catching away of us, the church, to glory. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the occult world, all its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy and deceive have been crippled. It can no longer prosper for such a time as this. And by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent and serpent venom, cheap implants, and any hidden deed of darkness for such a time as this. And they shall not afflict people's bodies, lives, souls, to control and prevent them from knowing God and remembering His love for them. For God so loved the original world order that He created it to being, that He gave His only begotten Son and daughters, that they to bring us back into the position of sons and daughters, so His order can be completed again. In the name of the Lord God of hosts, Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. Amen. It is finished. Jesus is a Lord over His whole creation. Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that You are God in the United States of America, in her territory, in Israel and Jerusalem, in Haiti and Jamaica. And in the whole earth, and that I am Your servant, and I've done all these things at Your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that You, Lord, are God, and that You are turning their hearts back again. Behold, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of glory, has appeared. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the blood of the Lamb, I wash and bless this day. Today, calling on the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost, glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, Father, love we have received and are enjoying peace, goodwill toward us on whom Your favor rests. For hallelujah, it is finished. For Jesus is Lord, in God we trust, and we rest in the finished work of the cross of Christ. Each one of us saying of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. Lord, You are my God, in whom I confidently trust and rely on. God will rescue by the blood of the Lamb. Cursed be the curse, all its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy our lives. It does by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ applied on our lintels and our doorposts and round about our lands and territories. There'll be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. I thank You, Father Love, that with the Holy Spirit, our spirits are sealed with the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be You, the Satan, the devil, You, the spirit of the serpent.
All of their powers and Your ability to steal, kill, and destroy.
Stay out of our homes, of our lives, of our bodies, our souls, relationships, marriage, money, finances, ministries, of our lands and territories. Keep Your minions with You and keep out of our gardens of Eden. I raise the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ against you and everything you do today. I continuously say of the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Yahweh, be exalted. Surely he will save us. We are in this world, but not a part of this world. The Lord is keeping us free from every disease that includes coronavirus and its mutations. This is mutations, monkeypox virus, cholera, etc. He will prevent the horrible diseases I know in the world from coming upon us, upon me, in my lands, but he will inflict them on all who hate us, on all who hate me. Till the Lord eradicates COVID-19, monkeypox viruses, and any other sickness they come up with, and their variants, it is not that I deny their existence and their mutations, nor do I deny the existence of flesh-eating worms, cancer, HIV, AIDS, and the other diseases and sicknesses or pains, but by the blood of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I deny their right to come near and all to come near and or on and or in the bodies of Stanford and I and Andrew and his wife to be and Brian and his wife to be and Alexander and his wife to be and to our grandchildren and great grandchildren and to our descendants to the thousand generations and to mama and to any one of our households and ministries and bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, amen. So it be, Lord. Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. By his stripes we were healed. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed, and by his precious blood we are made whole. I thank you, Lord, my Lord, for hiding each one of us, this cattle-bound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, in the shelter of your presence from any tracing, testing, spying, and or anything else that would disrupt and or interfere with our way of living and from the COVID-19, a vaccine or any harmful vaccine. Or anything else that would harm us. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed they be, all their powers and their ability to steal, kill, and destroy, and deceive. If we come into contact with them by the blood of Christ, their potencies be canceled, neutralized, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, destroy are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our bodies, in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, according to Psalm 22, at the cross, Jesus has defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. He has defeated the rewriter for us. Amen. Father, love, on behalf of all our family members who out of ignorance took the vaccines or chip implants, we ask for your mercy. And we thank you that the vaccines and chip implants will have no adverse effect on any part of their bodies, their hearts, their minds, their souls, their respiratory system. Wherever the light touches today, that they each shall be delivered. They shall not be affected or infected or afflicted by the seed of the serpent. A venom, chip implants, or the hidden deeds of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, for in Christ we are marked with God's DNA, God's blood is flowing through our veins, and hide us in your presence, Lord, from anyone and or anything that would harm us in any way, shape, or form. Anyone, or I thank you for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise the barrier, shall lift up a standard against him. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be, according to Numbers 24:9, all the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferian, and the wicked who curse Satoroso, Mingalato Kurohieshe, Elesuto Kurohiashe, Salamatarashi, Otoroso to Kurohiashe, Setalasa, Atalaso to that. So that my wonders may be multiplied in the world, that I gain glory through over by means of the cabals, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, and all their dark plans, and the world will know that I am the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, says the Lord, God of hosts. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord, thank you, Father Love, that my Lord Jesus was bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions, chastised for our peace. For we received from the Lord what was also passed on to us. My Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, when he took the bread, and after he gave thanks, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me." After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Hallelujah, with long life does the Lord my God satisfy me and show me his salvation power. So bow your knees, the Satan, and acknowledge Jesus as Lord to the glory of God my Father. As the word of God is, so also am I is in this world. Bow down the devil in the presence of the Lord your God, for I was born for such a time as this. Let God arise, let all his enemies be scattered, and let all who hate him flee before him, for the Lord will not spare his enemies from death. And God also testifying with us, both by signs and wonders, and by various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. We partake of the book and body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing, resting in my, receiving the wealth that my Lord Jesus has bestowed on us, on me, including the wealth of the sinners that are stored up for us, for me. Sevenfold restoration of all that was lost, taken, stolen from me, double for my trouble, and a hundredfold return of all that I have left for the Lord's sake, plus eternal life in the time to come. Amen. And I know that God always causes all things to work together for good for me, for I love him. And I'm called according to his purpose for me. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate me from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither my fear for today nor my worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate me from God's love. No power in the sky above, or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is revealed in Christ Jesus, my Lord. So it remains, Psalm 22. At the cross, my Lord Jesus, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewrite for me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. Not that I would put the Lord my God to the test, thus, by the blood of Christ. Father, love, I believe I receive that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccines and serpent venom, bioengineered products and genetic modifications, quantum data, these shall not harm me. I shall not be affected, infected, or afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by cheap implants, or the hidden deeds of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord has removed all sickness from my midst. Thus it remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever, and I have the mind of Christ. And my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. As I partake of the precious blood of I am, the Lord my God, renewing his love, his life in me, I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of his precious blood in the lives of President Trump and First Lady Melania, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and his wife, Sarah, and every one of us in the Trump Netanyahu all the true apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers of God, the righteous men and women, patriots, and generals, and military, all who are doing good, the Caddo, the Brown, the Williams, the Burrow, and the Caddo Brown families, the household of faith, our troops, the defectors from the cabals, the whistleblowers, all children, all our children, our households and ministries, our lands and territories, our shipping and food and supply industries, our information superhighway, our physical money, our finances, our free market system, our government and administration, so over the Medes, the Arctics, and over our nations, and we, the church, the ecclesia, and over the whole, his whole creation, the plant and animal kingdoms. And for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Thus I declare that there is none feeble in our midst. The battle is the Lord's. Jesus Yeshua is the Lord of the harvest. No one can curse what God has blessed, and no one can bless what God has cursed and called abominations. Shalom, be still. And we partake of the precious blood of the Lamb, sealing his covenant and promises in our lives. Thanking you, Father Lord, for cleansing my blood and the blood of my loved ones with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Praise the Lord. By the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God in our mouths, the Lord God has established a stronghold against his enemies to silence the enemy and the avenger. And by the blood of Christ, the Holy Ghost, resurrection fire has come down and consume the wickedness, corruption, defilement, their crimes, coup, fraud, the treason of this time, brings God's wrath and judgment on the kingdom of darkness and on the wicked, and establishes heaven on this earth today. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, hallelujah, amen. So be it, hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, too powerful to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, am I, because the Lord God has insulated, protected me, and made me invincible and invisible to my enemies. The Lord is so pleased with me that even my enemies he makes to be at peace with me. I am enjoying peace in my walls and prosperity within my palaces. My kingdom is at peace, for the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. It is done. It is accomplished. It is finished. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Praise the Lord. By the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah.